is a podcast from a guy named Kenny.
Yo, Ty and Terry Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Yo, what's happening? Let's do your calls of the day. Thanks for checking out jackfm.com. Here we go. Well, I hate doing this, but we should talk about Kevin BXC. You heard the news?
No, what happened?
He's out, man. He is out indefinitely.
Not indefinitely, is he?
Yeah, broken hand, dude.
Oh, took a shot to the hand?
Rough news for Canuck fans, eh?
Yeah, that's brutal. He's a good player.
Oh, he's the man. I love Kevin BXC.
For sure.
I've been debating whether to get a Kevin BXC jersey or going with Ryan Miller.
Oh, that's a tough choice. They're both really good.
Video gone viral. Little guy tell the world about his first kiss. So that's our topic today. Chris, you're going to go first. Tell us about your first kiss.
I think 7 years old. And we were sitting around. We were playing Spin the Bottle.
Oh, Spin the Bottle, classic.
Yeah, and it was pretty awkward. I think I might have drooled on her. Definitely different. Amy had no idea what I was doing, and nor did I, and it was just a mess.
And her name was Amy?
Her name was Amy.
There it is. So grade school chum, like?
Actually, no, it was a birthday party at a McDonald's, actually. we kind of snuck off.
All right, so I get to this football party. I'm all pumped. This tall, lanky, red-headed girl that I was into. She was a cheerleader. I'm talking to her on the deck. Me and her start kissing. She asked me to go get her a drink. I go get her one. I come back and she's making out with another guy.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, that's my other first is a much funnier story. Very similar, though.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
I'm great. Who's this?
It's Brian. I'm glad I'm not doing that kiss thing because I'm so old I can't remember. It was probably a frog or something when I was a kid.
A frog. Well, that is the topic today, your first kiss, but we'll let you off the hook.
Yeah, you know, I was listening, and I thought, oh, no, he's not going to nail me with that one, is he? I was looking at the website. Hey, there you are in the treadmill. Looking good, man.
Yeah, you going to stop by and see us tomorrow?
Where are you at tomorrow?
We are going to be broadcasting from 10 to 3 at Flamin' Fitness on West 4th and Burrard. I'm going to do the whole show well on a treadmill. And I should be honest here. That photo they've got at jackfm.com, a little bit of Photoshop. Just saying, my muscles aren't like that.
But you're working on it.
I'm trying, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, we haven't had Farmer Paul on the show for a couple of days. Okay, Paul, you're going to tell us about your first kiss?
Well, you instantly transported me, like, what was it, 40 years ago.
What was her name, Paul?
To be completely honest with you, I have no clue.
How can you forget that?
Because I was only 4 or 5. I was hiding in some underbush underneath my brother's window.
Oh, Paul, you're a beauty.
I do remember it.
As a father, do you want to hear about your daughter's first kiss?
Okay, now you're opening a huge can of worms, okay? yeah.
Okay, even worse. Ask your wife. I asked my wife. I texted her. Actually, I have the conversation is posted on our Jack page, our Facebook page. Yep. I asked, what was your first kiss? The boy's name is Danny, and I kind of want to punch him in the nose now.
Because that would be a great question to ask her, actually.
His name was Joel, and he was crazy. Totally crazy, but he was like the first real boyfriend, and it was all like, ooh, and ah, and stuff like that.
Okay, so set up the story. Where were you? Were at the park? Like, how did it go down?
It was, actually, I met him because my uncle moved into a new neighborhood, and there was this guy, and I was actually a band geek, and I was practicing the flute at my uncle's place, and he came by, and we ended up starting talking, stuff like that, exchanged numbers, got texting, and then, yeah, we started dating, and, yeah, I think it was actually totally at the park behind my uncle's place.
His name was Sean.
Yeah, where was it at?
Stardust Roller Rink in North Vancouver.
Roller Rink!
Yep.
I love that. How old were you?
I was 12.
The roller rink. So, like, was this pre-rollerblades?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, way before rollerblades.
Now I'm gonna get real heavy on you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you remember the song that was playing?
No, I was so shocked by the kiss. Come on.
Do you ever wonder where Sean is today?
Yeah, I think it would be funny to run into your first kiss again.
My wife, I asked my wife, I said, what was his name? His name is Danny, and I want to punch Danny out.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it was behind, what are they called? Like, you know when you have a class and it's a portable?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Behind a portable, Vic West. Girl's name was Cheyenne Blackmore.
I wonder. Now, obviously, this was where? What school?
Vic West in Victoria.
It would be cool if somebody would call and say, yeah, my first kiss was with so-and-so, and next thing you know, so-and-so is listening to Jack, and they called back. That'd be cool, eh?
That would be classic, for sure. That would be classic. Cheyenne Blackmore, Vic West in Victoria, B.C.
Jose, you're awesome.
Hi there. You guys are looking for some first kiss stories?
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Nancy.
All right. Let's hear it, Nancy. How old were you? What was your name? Or what was his name?
His name was Mark. In grade 8. And it was at a school dance, and he asked me to dance. Obviously, we had mixed signals. He starts kissing me, and it was like he was inhaling my face. It was awful. but then the pretense is, I guess now we're going out.
Oh.
It was not only a bad kiss, but now I actually had to go out with him because I felt so bad.
Oh, boyfriend.
Everybody thought I was kissing and thought we were an item, and it was...
That's classic, but you got to admit, you're totally walking down memory lane right now.
Yeah, it's hysterical. I hadn't heard or thought about that name in so long, and it makes you sit there and go, I wonder what they're up to.
that's exactly it.
I think my real first kiss was when I had my first real boyfriend when I was 15. We went out for an entire year and always would hold hands and talk. And he didn't kiss me at all.
For a full year?
Yeah, for a full year.
Wow.
He was a complete gentleman. And then we kissed at Christmas, like our first Christmas together.
A year? That's wow.
Yeah.
That wow. You had to been going like, come on, dude, when are you going to plant one on me?
No.
No?
I kind of think about it like, well, that was kind of sweet. You go out for a year but never kiss me until Christmas? Oh, I thought it was kind of cute. Now that I look back on it, you know, 30 years later, right? 96.9 Jack FM.